Do you ever hear some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh?
Mm-hmm. What's proud flesh like? Have you ever seen just it?
Probably sounds to me like it would be just skin.
Mm-hmm. And if you cut yourself, a brown liquid medicine that stings that you could put on a cut.
Iodine?
What about a real bitter medicine people used to take?
Quinine?
And say if someone was sick, you say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man
passed away or died?
Any crude ways of saying someone died?
Kicked the bucket.
Okay. And you say, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
of.
And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery?
Any other names?
Graveyard?
Huh?
Graveyard?
Mm-hmm. What about what they put the body in?
Tomb? Casket?
Mm-hmm.
Casket?
Do they have just tombs? What is the tomb now? Is that the thing above the ground? And
The tomb, the casket, goes mm-hmm. in the tomb.
They always have tombs around here?
No, not really. You can buy it if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. I heard in some areas you couldn't dig much because the water level is too high. Do you ever hear that around here?
No.
What about the ceremony at the cemetery? You call that the... You say everybody went to the...
Funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in...
Mourning.
What if they just completely lose control of themselves?
You hysterical.
Say, okay. Do you ever hear taking on or carrying on?
I guess carrying on.
Okay. And only
but that sounds like to me it would be something that would be make-belief.
Uh-huh. It doesn't sound...
You know, not really hysterical.
Mm-hmm. Say on an average sort of day if someone asked you how you were feeling, you'd say, oh, I'm...
Fine.
And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you call that...
Arthritis.
Okay. And a disease that children used to get and die from, they get...
Malaria?
Well, the throat. They get a really bad...
Tonsillitis?
Uh-huh. What about dip? Do you ever hear
diphtheria?
Uh-huh. Was they never had that when you were growing up, I don't guess.
I've never seen anyone with diphtheria or, you know, been around anybody with it.
Yeah, they would have had the vaccination by the time you were born, I guess.
I suppose so.
What about a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow? Do you ever hear...
Hepatitis?
Yeah, but when it goes along with hepatitis.
Yellow jaundice?
Okay. And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation.
Appendix?
Yeah. What do you call the disease?
Appendix attacked, I guess.
Okay. And if you ate something that didn't agree
with... Appendectomy?
Okay.
This is...
That's the operation.
The surgery, yes.
What if someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up, he'd say he had to...
Vomit?
Any other ways of saying
puke?
Puke.
Huh?
Puke. Uh-huh. Does that sound sort of crude to you? Does it sound sort of vulgar?
Puke sounds more like a slang.
Mm-hmm. What's the nicest way of saying that?
Nausea.
Mm-hmm. And if someone vomited, you say he was sick. Where?
The stomach.
Hmm?
The stomach.
Yeah, you'd say he's...
Sick in the stomach or sick okay. to the stomach.
And?
I've heard sick of the stomach.
Sick of the stomach? Hmm. What would you say?